Lamed Gimel, second paragraph. Below Rak Meiris Chetz. Not just when it comes to creating our own personal defenses, do we have to create our own personal approach? The areas which we're going to stress and put our effort in developing our Maisim Tovim. He brings a beautiful Chazal and he touches it up. It's like one of those, like, you're not sure what exactly what it means. You see his touch, he says, ah, that's pshat in the Chazal. Yesh no levusha ben levusha no eloi. Yaakov says that there's sometimes a person which his clothing, he's roided as his clothing, but the clothing doesn't fit him. For example, yesh adam osher ben shmoy lefi osheri. There's a person who's an osher and he's not, his name isn't according to his osher. Rosh, the person who's impoverished, range from the Pirasha, he's not known based on his impoverishment. Is not sure Gibra, how you Gibra, Vain Shmuel if he could also. Chalosh, a person who's weak, Vain Shmuel if he's Halishusai. Evil, how you can El Atstaka, nor the Eoiv, the Eoiv, nor the Atstaka. Heavy Tzedek Lavoshi, Vayal Bishani. That's the Pasuk in Eoiv. Now, what does that mean? Alright? That sounds a little bit confusing. Like a lot of manatzel malos of atibios lavados. Not every person takes advantage of his natural talents and potential when it comes to his avoid. For example, there's a person who is rich. Now we would. If he would use that talent and potential that he has over there properly for what the Russian wants him to do with it, he'd be known based on his osher. His osher would become something which defines the person. So, in a very, very simplistic type of a thought process, we expect him to give more tzedakah, and he's not. So you can't say he's in regards to what he could be doing with his osher. He's not doing his osher what he's supposed to be doing with his osher. So you can't say his osher is the defining element of the person.
You wouldn't describe him still as an osher.
Not in a true sense. He's not acting as an osher should act. So he's not an usher. He's a wealthy person. He's not an usher, right? He's not a lot of money, but he hasn't incorporated that into his being.
He still wears the same clothes he wore when he.
Right, right. So theoretically, so that if a person looking at his role in life, right? I once said about this is digressing a little bit. There's a certain person who's very wealthy, and turns around the money to the stock. He also happens to like take advantage of, he likes spending his money. Another person, which is he's Warren Buffett is still living in the same house, that he lived in, when before he became, the multi billionaire, right? And he's driving the same car from like 1952, like Shkaya, right? So Warren Buffett is this big bald stalker. He wrote in his will that when he dies, all his money will go to the stalker. He hasn't given any money to the stalker yet. Right? Because he has no children. So he might as well. What does he lose? So I'd rather the guy be willing to, spend money on a beautiful home, and when the guy walks out, he can give money also. He's willing to part with his money. This man is not willing to part with his money. So to the point that he can't buy a new car, and he won't give a guy a handout. But he's good dead, so we might as well give a handout anyway. So what's hot to finish on the shiris? Right? You say he's not rich. He's very rich. He's not really rich. Because the richness has not permeated into his being.
How does it come down to, let's say, like Baal Chesed? Somebody who's a Baal Chesed, but he's not really a Baal Chesed. Like, how would you translate that?
Well, let's see. Yesh Gibra Ben Shimon Lefi Gevura. So he's not using his Gevura in the proper way. They haven't taken advantage of their talents and used them properly. Will it happen? So that's a chesor. You find the opposite. Al If a person who's impoverished, but you would never describe him as an ani, because he's created an approach to life which is befitting, you know, a person who's greater than an ani. He doesn't let his aniyus define him. He walks around like, I'm an ani, you know. He's happy, he's excited, he tries to help people as best as he can. He creates a reality for himself which is not limited by his aniyus. He doesn't let his aniyus define him. A person who's weak in a certain sense and has many challenges, he doesn't let that define him, and he overcomes that and he bases himself into somebody special. So he's not a chalish who's defined himself with his chalishus. So that's a person who's reish, rein shmal fi reish, chalish rein shmal fi chalishus. Okay. So, which means that we have circumstances around us where we have talents and we have to, you know, find a way to, you know, learn to use our talents to the greatest ability and not let the circumstances around us define us. That's the message over here. I took my potential for tzedek and I donned it, which means I put myself into that reality, and therefore it now became a defining element of myself. It enclosed me, if there's such a word. He's nagusa shel olam tzricha liyos matima lemahusa k'mar lagush hatofer al medasoi. So the reason why we're using the language of Levisha is because, you know, a well-tailored garment fits the person. Right? So what the manager is saying is, find a way that it should fit you. The person, therefore, is trying to develop his true calling in life, should be refrain from imitating good deeds that he sees with other people. If he doesn't feel a real, you know, again, I'm not talking about a superficial person, I'm talking about a person who's a deep person, he understands, and understands his responsibility, etc. So he sees the guy next to him, you know, does tremendous acts of serious nefesh for learning. So should he be doing the same? So he has to sit there and really contemplate that that's right for him. The fact that I see it by you doesn't mean it should be right for me. A person who's not in touch with who he is and what his responsibilities are will be inclined to say, well, if he does it, I should do it too, without ever realizing that necessarily doesn't fit him. And the same thing will be vis-a-vis a person which does tremendous acts of chesed. You know, that's not necessarily what I should be doing.
Rabbi, did this come out saying that a person should spend his whole half of his life and take his worst midah and try to make it his best? Here are my some of shy people who then spent their whole life trying to do massive kirub, and that's when they were a shy person that had to fight every single day of their life. It would seem like that wouldn't be the topic.
Well, he does say, you know, he says both elements. He says at the same time, he says that we don't want to let our chalishos define us. There's a person who overcomes his chalishos, but that really means that he was tapped into potential deep down, which allowed him to do that. But I would say the following: let's say for argument's sake, right? You have a person which, I'm not talking about a person who doesn't have self-confidence. Talking about self-confidence, one person by nature is a quieter person. Right? Yeah. And he can fulfill the role of being a source of support to people because he's very strong, etc. And instead he decides to, you know, go a different route because he sees the guy next to him doing it. So Labdavki is going to get a yesher karet after 20 years in Shammai. Well, I worked on my meters and I pushed myself and I made myself into, like, you know, this outreach guy. Maybe your guy was to be the guy in base who's the base manager, who's the pillar of support in the base manager. Right? Your guy wasn't to be the outreach goal, was to be the, well, I worked in my meters, so I overcame him, so that's I'm a good guy. I don't know, maybe your goal in life was to be the guy who's not out there. We need somebody inside also. You know,
it's like you can never. No, you can't win.
Well, that his point is that that's not true. The person through the process, what he's describing, and throughout the next this whole shahr is to get you in touch with your reality and get a better picture of what you should be doing.
But you never know, because that might not be what you're
doing. No. Then he said that that's not true. The reason why people don't do that, because they're busy looking at other people, not looking at them, really looking at themselves. The reason why the guy doesn't do that, because he says, well, Yankel's doing care of it, Beryl's doing care of it, so I should take care of it also. Well, who has to look at Yankel and Beryl? Why are you looking at Yankel and Beryl for your definition of life?
Right? Is there any chesaron?
Because, everybody sings the praises of Yankel and Beryl, and such makes you think, I should do it too. You know?
And if the guy does follow Yankel and Beryl and does become a big ball kira,
is. Beryl's not going to be the capacity star. But Lav Davki, he fulfilled his purpose. You know? And if he had the honesty, the intellectual honesty of deeping down and saying, you know, I can do this well, but I can do this better, maybe I should be doing this instead. But you know, this is, you know, gets more accolades. And you know, there's more accolades for the guys that hear when everybody comes, you know, and they thank him. And the guy sits in the and he sits and learns. But Hasman Rabbi, like, oh yeah, Yaakov the Masmich, you know, he never become a big Rebbe and big Rav, and this, you know, this guy sits and learns. Rabbi, you know. We need those people also. Adam Poshitz, Vishwala Madrega, Hamiswaid of Nisnai Kechadakadam. So, an extreme example is a person who's not anywhere near that, he's in a lower Madrega, and he tries to act like somebody greater than himself. That's the more usual phrase, Mexica Yura. Or who Yura Mamish. Not just look Mexica Yura, but that is Yura. That's a guy by your part. You really think that's the right role for you? Boy Ray Kamad, Kate said, Dizu Gumazel, if Timmy is so. Because our mamash makpan on this, isim of becoming the test. Ki alaz is the ira oman b'shuk lavish kaminig avail. Okay, so he was dressed, you know, as if he's in a veil. Mitzu anche hareish kalusa, b'shulu alavusha. Why are you wearing a veil? Are you in a veil? He says, oman lemesh misabal Yerushalayim. Right, he's mourning Yerushalayim. You are of the Madrega Roy to Misalv Yerushalayim. Chashul lo yura, v'chashul b'mayis. They put him in jail. The more says, right? Like, you know, they had the yura police. Imagine like that. You know, it's Tznius police. The yura police. Actually, he's bar shulam gadol. And they said, oh, you talk and fit. It fits you, and they let him out. We expect more from him. He says, who am I? What am I? I'm a nobody. So, you know, so he doesn't take responsibility for the community the way he's supposed to take it. Like, that's not right either. Rabbi Chanan said, the Chofetz Chaim. It wasn't a Balkai. Is when he heard from the Chofetz Chaim many times, the Chofetz Chaim said that he is responsible for the whole generation. I mean, you can't picture the Chofetz Chaim as our picture of the honor of this guy, you know, says, what am I? I'm a nobody. So who gave you the chutzpah to write the Chofetz Chaim and the Mishaburu and to make this, you know, Takana and this thing and then push? Who are you? You're a nobody. He wasn't a nobody. He was a person who ran Klal Yisrael. He did it in his nice, sweet way without thinking that he deserves any special Yeshikayat for it. That's the Nevis. He didn't define himself as a nobody. That's not right either. Right? What can we do? I can't help the situation. You're going to cry something the situation. You don't know, but you're to somebody. So you got to be Makar Makarma. So those are extreme examples. But, you know, in each situation, person has the opportunities. Right? There's an opportunity, something going on in his family, in his community, etc. Says, who am I? I'm a nobody. You're not a nobody. You're somebody who has some training and has some knowledge, and you should be saying something or doing something and addressing it, finding some way to deal with it, or getting hadrach to deal with it. Yeah, I'm a nobody. Shkoyah. That's the easy way out. That's not. You're not acting based on who you really are. If you understand better, know better, and have better, more training, and realize that there's more to the story, you should be finding a way to deal with that. So we see in many ways that, you know, in the world of making your own personal gezorim, the year escapes, the world of, the area where you're going to put your dagesh and your focus on the meisim tovim, it's personal. You know, the goal isn't cookie cutters. So the fee called Amr Boruhu, you call Gedolei Hadar as Oskar Bar Protis. We see clearly that the Gedolim had their own personal approach to deal with issues. The equis of Adosim Noidalon. We do know how they did it. It's like this. Ancient Dimion Bashua Ben Avodas Akadosh Hashem Bedaros Akadmanet. Rabbi said, "All of the Reino Hayos." We can't compare it to the levels of what their Avodah was. A person thinks, you know, that I'm going to translate the Avodah of the Gra to my own, you know, terms. No, I'm not going to Gra. I'm going to translate my own terms. Also, nisht. I once asked Rabbi Gifter that. So you used to talk about, you know, the Hasmada and your channel, you know. So I wonder what came to say, you know, I grapple with it. It's not so easy, you know, I'm not such a big Hasmada, you know. And I work on myself, and like, you know, you hear these stories about these fellows who were 10 years younger than me. You know, they were sitting and learning 19 and a half hours a day, you know. I'm embarrassed, you know. She says, you cannot compare the challenges of that generation. There was no distractions. Everybody was on the, there was, there, you know, like my trigger says, you know, says, if the picture living in a world where the entertainment was when the Magid would come to town. Like, what do they have in their lives? You got up and you worked, whether it was on the farm, whether it was, you know, in the field, whether it was on the river, in the forest, you know, what you do the whole day. You watch movies. There was no movies. You read magazines. There was no magazines. You read books. You know, who could afford books? What was there to do? So the Bachar went to base medrash. What did he do? He learned. What else was there to do? There was no distraction. He says, so in that generation, you know, it was that much easier to sit and learn. Their nisyon was that being learning would led to nowhere, and there was no money in it. So that people would just make a decision not to be there. But fuck, I need money. I don't want to be impoverished the rest of my life. The person who said he's going to be there, he was there. Right? Since our generation, he said, what's the comparison? There's so many things pulling at you. It's that much harder to be a masman. So you can't compare yourself to that generation. It's not a fair comparison. You can't expect yourself there, a natural or smarter the way you are. So, in our generation, Shira Reisen one time said, he says, in Europe, having feeling in a Tisha B'Av or in a Davin is much easier. Because you live in a match which was very difficult and very dangerous. He says, in Tisha B'Av, you sit down and you cry your heart out. Because, you know, who was happy? Remember, he said every morning, you bet your gravel every morning. It's going to be making a life from your house to the shul, you bet your gravel. Right? Because there are many times that you get beat up by the goyim on the way to the shul. Imagine living in a world like that. So Tisha B'Av, you know, finally that day when you let yourself out, you just cry your heart out. He says, one tear in America is worth thousands of tears in Europe. Because what are you crying about? What are you missing? So that person is truly connecting into the lack of basic meekness. It's much more challenging. So we can't compare ourselves to them. I can't, you know, their generation was different, their challenges were different. So it's not fair to compare. And if I try and be like that, I'm doomed to failure. I have to translate it to my reality. So the same is true in generations. It's true personally also. On the other hand, it doesn't mean that we can't garnish any type of garner any type of information from them. We're going to translate what they've done under their circumstances into our terms. So let's see if there's what to learn. So we've seen a straight Rachim Avoda process. We found that there's been two approaches, general approaches, to personal avoda. Yeshi hismasu kayumeyim bavadas hiris b'cholatar kula. Zituk otzim niflum mitzachas. Some people, their approach was, after obviously being careful of all the mitzvahs, They took one mitzvah as their project. Right. Some people didn't do that, but their avodah was through a process of moving from stage to stage, step to step, for example. Should come to me, which means Yeshua Mskar should get paid, Rashi says. The Kiyamas Gimel Sudas Bishabas. Okay? So, what it means? That's all he did? He didn't put it until every day. He didn't learn? Of course he put it until he didn't learn. But I mean, that this was something which he made a tremendous focus on making sure that he had Gimel Sudas Bishabas. I was very careful in Dabin. I'm going to read the Yeshua. I'm going to lead the captain and says, Tfilin. I'm going to lead the captain and says, Sitzes. So they had one or two things that they would focus on very much. They had an extraordinary focus on this mitzvah. He was more than the rabbi, was very careful with sitzes. He was on the steps. One of the chutin tore. So he stood there for a very long time, so he was able to get thread. He wouldn't move, he wouldn't budge. That's how he kept the mitzvah sitzes. To use an approach of, again, obviously it wasn't when the rabbi, didn't learn, rabbi didn't daven, he did all those things. But above and beyond that, he took one thing as his personal way to feel connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was his way of connecting it. The way I understand it, there's a beautiful lashon of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and Rabbeinu Yehuda says, on the opposite extreme. So imagine a person, he tells the Muslim, a person is a mumma l'davar echad. So he feels like a mumma l'chol tarkul. So here's a person, which you want to, you know, say it in an extreme way. Here's a person with 612 mitzvahs, a person who does b'dik tuk nif. Mamish, serious nefesh, adi. I'm not interested. It's hard for me. I don't like it. I don't feel like sense to me. I'm not doing it. So, what we say about the guy? Looks pretty free. Looks from to me. Right? The very honest says, no. The problem is, imagine you have an Evan who says to his master, listen, whatever you say, I will do, except for this, I refuse to do. He's not an evidence. He's broke with the earth. There's no earl, because an earl of Avdus means you have no choice. So you can't pick and choose. So the problem of a Mumel Dabar Echad is a person who is redefined the relationship through one thing. So the Gemara thing is over there in Shabbos saying the opposite. It's possible the opposite also. A person is careful in everything, but through one thing he says he's makabel an oil of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what, if what, I must do this. It means I become totally a muchrach in a certain, I'm an avid gomer to Kadosh Baruch Hu on that thing. So he's redefining it. So this is his way of saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm an avid gomer to you. There's no way I'm going to let go of this mitzvah. I will do it because that's what you commanded, no matter what, I will make sure that it happens. It's his way of being makabel his olavdus. That was their vehicle for all opposites for them. And each person obviously chose what fit them. You know, he felt that he could do this mysterious nefesh for the mitzvah. That's what he chose. This person chose tefillin instead. Right. Whatever tefillin meant, etc., he did that. Their goal was an extraordinary acceptance of one mitzvah. An oivet is a person who's taken one mitzvah. You never will transgress that mitzvah. Even in other areas, he might be weak and like read to do something wrong. For example, he may have never missed davening in time. He'll never take money which is improper. Oshayabal Bilas Asuras will never get involved in something which is improper relations with women. So that's how the Rasadi Gaon touches up this concept. So he says the definition of an oivid is a person who will take one item and make this tremendous commitment to it. So obviously, again, it would have to be something which is proper for me, in my situation, in my society, etc. But that's one of a general approach of how to connect to the world of mitzvahs and the world of avodah is through one mitzvah.
He's perfecting one mitzvah, and through that he's defining who he is.
Correct. So obviously he's not doing other things,
right? You know? But it's just that one mitzvah that he's giving 100%.
You look at the story, Rav Aryeh Levine, right? It's very easy to conjure up our definition of what Rav Aryeh Levine was. Rav Aryeh Levine is a person who had perfected the meaning of chesed, like in all of the different elements. He was aware, like the story they have, when he went and sat with his son, right? And came to visit his grandfather, looking at the watch of the children play. He said, "What do you see?" So he sees this kid is outgoing. I see this kid doesn't have shoes. I see this kid looks like he hasn't had lunch. Like, he saw it differently. And that meant that he went to visit the prisoners, and he went to visit the sick and take care of them, even though there was an epidemic. It was all expression of this. He lived his life for chesed. That became the defining element. I mean, he learned. Of course, he learned. Did he put on tefillin? Not that he didn't know the things, but he understood that for him, this is where he was going to put his negesh. The Chofetz Chaim was obviously, we remember the Chofetz Chaim as the Chofetz Chaim. With everything he did, we remember the fact that he didn't speak Lashon Hara. That was the defining element of the mysterious average for the world of that. So that's one approach. Okay.